Hello, and welcome to A Day in the Life of the Modern Experience. This is the Imaginet podcast that talks all things Microsoft 365. We hope to inspire you to take a chance and disrupt your current work with new modern workplace technologies provided by the Microsoft Office 365 platform. So tune in with me on this journey. I'm your host, Jeremiah Walker, and we're going to be diving into the latest news, trends, tricks and tips, and most importantly, chatting with professionals just like you who have solved their toughest business challenges using the Office 365 platform. Hello, and welcome back to A Day in the Life of the Modern Experience. On today's episode, we'll be recapping some of the news and highlights that was announced at Microsoft's annual conference, the Microsoft Build Session. There were a lot of major announcements coming out related to the Microsoft 365 platform from the Build conference. A lot of things regarded to security, Azure Active Directory, certifications, team services and capabilities. So a lot of things for us to read. We'll share out the news book, which recaps all of the information that was presented during Microsoft Build. But for today's episode, I have my teammate, Jesse Dick, with me again. Hello, Jesse. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your time today. Just introducing the audience to what we hope to deep dive into today. And that was the one topic that really stood out to me and Jesse and the team here at Imaginet. And that was the new focus on the Power Platform Professional Developer Tools. So this is one thing that we really highlighted out. We do like the opportunity it presents to us as developers, but to this new concept that Microsoft is introducing called citizen developers. So what we want to do with Jesse today is take a look at the main three areas that were announced as part of this new professional development plan. So for us, the first one I want to take a look at, Jesse, and we'll kind of turn it over to you here to give us some background, some deep dive insight. And I think that was the announcement of this new development center, right, where Microsoft has taken a website and tried to create a single page or portal for us to come to, right, and start to learn whether that's a developer or citizen developer. So maybe you can give us some deep dive into what is the Power Platform Development Center.
Yeah, so the Power Platform Dev Center, it's not exactly new, but they've definitely added a lot to it in recent months.
Okay.
Most of their products have sort of this sort of area where, like, there's a Microsoft 65 Dev Center and that sort of thing. There's a lot of developer sites within the whole Microsoft framework here. But this one specifically is focusing down on Power Apps.
Okay.
And the whole suite there. So Power Apps, Power BI, Power Automate, everything else in between there.
So it's really a good learning resource. And it's kind of, is it that central landing point where I would be able to pick Power Automate, Power Apps, that type of thing?
Yeah, and really learn about all of them. From the right at the jump, they have all the key webinars they've produced for the different sections, including a link to Channel 9 and all the broadcasts they've done there about the Power Platform. They have links to all of the documentation for each of the different areas, code samples, links to the Microsoft Learning site for due training, to the blog sites, and even a link to add the community calls to your calendar so that you can join Microsoft's community calls and really get in depth with information from directly from their developers.
From Microsoft developers, right? So you said that's available to just partners, or is that available to anybody through this new professional development plan?
That is available to anybody who would like to join it, really.
Wow. So it does sound like they have really invested into that tool and that resource to be a good launching point.
Absolutely.
So once I spend some time getting familiar with the Dev Center, what would be the next recommendation for you? Where should I get started at? Should I start with Power Automate? Like you said, all of this information is readily available to me at my fingertips. Which webinar would be a good starting point? Should we focus on one over the other? Like, can you tell us more about the Power Apps developer plan and whether that's a good starting point?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of good starting points here. It really comes down to what you need to do, right? If you need to create a workflow of some sort, then you probably want to start with Power Automate. If you need to build a form of some type, Power Apps is probably where you want to go. So there's a lot of different options, but with the Power Apps developer plan you mentioned there, that's really going to help you play with the tools and create what you would like to see before moving it to production, because that Power Apps developer plan gives you a free dev environment, which gives you all the different tools for the Power Apps, Power Automate, Power BI, gives you Dataverse. You can play with all the different connectors, the whole nine yards.
what's required from an individual to get started there? You really piqued my interest, Jesse, with free dev environment, right? Anytime I hear dev and free, I'm pretty interested. What do I need to get started to those tools? I'm assuming that's covered on the Platform Dev Center website, but what do I need? An MSDN account? Do I need to be a certified partner? What do I need to get access to that
information? You need a work or school email account. That is it. With that alone, you can get signed up. If you're an existing user, you can even add a dev environment to your existing tenant and get that configured. So as it is an additional environment within your tenant and allows you to play with all these tools without affecting your production environments and really refine how you work and your skills.
And all of those tools are included?
They are all included.
Awesome. So now that we know the recommended approach, I'm ready to get started, right? So I know there's the Platform Dev Center. I know we think the Power App Developer Plan is there. What if I want to do a little more deep dive, right? So I want to identify whether I'm going to be a citizen developer or not, right? How does Microsoft see you as a traditional dev and me as a budding citizen dev working together, right? Is there any learning paths there for me? How can we really get a head start and jump in to this new learning path for traditional devs and citizen devs working together to support Power Apps? What would you recommend or what should I look out for? I know I've heard some buzzwords, right? Fusion, citizen developer. What does all of that really mean to a true professional like yourself?
Yeah. So Microsoft, as usual, likes to throw around the buzzwords, right? So one of the key things they're trying to push is what they call fusion development, where you have citizen developers, which to define that is kind of your, what we used to call power users in the past, people who knew a little bit more than they dug in, they wanted to learn. Maybe they were users who really went super far on Excel, making all kinds of pivot tables and linking workbooks together and doing all kinds of crazy stuff in there to make reporting tools and all kinds of stuff like that. And then those users working, which they're kind of classifying as citizen developers, working with what they call, or trying to, I guess, calling professional developers or traditional developers, and working with them to really facilitate doing really powerful things. So their idea is that you would go to your professional developers and have them create, say, Power App components, which would then be handed over once they've been developed and tested to the citizen developers to use them in their Power Apps to build forms and different things like that. So that's really what they're seeing the path being. They really want to push that the low-code developers have the power to build these Power Apps on their own, which I think internally we've seen isn't quite the case.
Right.
Because they get really complicated really quickly. Mm-hmm. Not to say that there aren't citizen developers that could handle some of this stuff, but when it starts getting really complicated, they generally like to have a professional developer on hand to deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really plays to this modern world of DevOps, right? Business analysis. So I could see the potential being high, but I would expect there to be, you know, a few hiccups along the way.
Right.
So that's where we could really help bridge the gap, let that professional developer help coach up those citizen developers. Mm-hmm. So just a couple one-off things before we ultimately get to the end goal. So if I am a citizen developer and I have a manager that is supporting me with that, do I need to acquire any new licenses or third-party softwares to be able to start working with my traditional dev? I love the concept of the traditional dev giving me the blocks of code that I can use. But when you say our citizen devs are working, what are those applications that they're working in? Is that in Power Apps directly in Power Automate? Or is there other software that they need to install? Again, I want to make sure that I'm very transparent with my manager when I'm telling him I want to start developing as a citizen developer. Are there any additional costs or anything I need to be aware of?
No, there isn't. Those citizen developers are developing in the Power Apps environment, whether it's in their dev tenant that they sign up for, the development plan, or if they just are working directly in the production environment as well. Generally, Power Apps are fairly siloed, so it's not too much of an issue. So you can do that as well. But yeah, they're just using the same tools that anyone else would use.
Perfect. Perfect. So now that we are embarked on our journey, we know startup is minimal. We know there's a ton of tools available to us from Microsoft to get us going. Webinars, code bases, community calls, like you said. Ultimately, as a Microsoft professional, right, our knowledge, our experience, all of those things are accumulated through the Microsoft certification program. That's where we can kind of ultimately display, right, and communicate within the community, here's the level of certification I have. Is there anything available for either citizen developers or our traditional developers to further their Microsoft partner resume with certifications? Does Microsoft have anything available for Power Platform developers or creators, anything like that in the works or available already?
Yeah, they actually do. So just to take a step back, there is that all culminates. We have a learning path that you could take.
Okay.
On the Microsoft Learning site, which kind of walks you through. It's more for the professional dev. It's just understanding low code as a traditional developer, building a Power Apps component with PowerFX, doing all kinds of stuff like that. It's a really good learning path to take you from beginning to end about to really teach a professional developer what it really means to work with a citizen developer. Then to the next level, certifications. Citizen developers have an exam PL-100, which is the Power Platform App Maker exam. Mm-hmm. They pass that, you get certified as a Power Platform App Maker associate. And traditional developers have PL-400, which is the Power Platform Developer exam. And then they'll get Power Platform Developer Associate certified with that. There's another level above that as well that the traditional developer can take. I can't remember exactly what it was called, though, but it's a PL-600. They can think they get a solution designer or something like that.
Okay, awesome. So there is, you know, accreditation available to you for this investment as well. Not only are you learning the skill sets available to this new type of developer path, but Microsoft does have, you know, that accreditation of an exam. So hopefully that'll entice everybody to be a little more invested and take a look at this new opportunity.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jesse. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us from Build? Any other topics, anything related to this dev program?
I think this dev program is going to be a really great tool to really push Power Platform development. I can see, like I said, where Microsoft is really pushing the citizen developer thing. I see that as a great opportunity for us to guide and coach our clients on how that works and how to do that and help them out of the holes they'll dig themselves. But we'll always be there to help them out. So we're not going anywhere. This isn't Microsoft trying to push users to kind of not need our services. There's always going to be a case for us in that kind of this kind of thing. In fact, more so than I think normally. And I think otherwise, anything else out of Build? There were a lot of announcements, but none of them too interesting. I think the only other one that might be kind of interesting was the Teams app stuff. That was kind of cool.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. Maybe that would be a good topic for a future episode. Mm. I do like all of the information you shared with us today. And to kind of further your point there, I could envision this relationship between citizen developers and traditional devs, you know, really becoming a new, very robust relationship where the two teams partner together to provide very robust and dynamic solutions. So like you said, with this transition to hybrid workforce where we have some staff on premise, some who knows where, right? The need to be able to rapidly respond is going to grow. And it looks like Microsoft's trying to get ahead of that, right? With promoting this whole new wave of citizen developers partnered with our traditional developers like you, Jesse, to give us some strong backup and resource support if we get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for your time today, Jesse. And thank you for your time, everyone listening. We do appreciate it. Like we said, we will publish all of the Build announcements in the Microsoft News book coming out of Build. We'll provide links to that on our website and on the blogs and on the podcast. If you do have any questions or want to deep dive into any specific developer topics, again, don't hesitate to reach out to Jesse. We can be contacted through imaginet.com or through social media. And we thank you for your time. We look forward to any questions and any opportunities we might have to venture into the Power Platform professional development path with you and your teammate. So thank you for joining us again on A Day in the Life of the Modern Experience, and we look forward to checking in with you on the next episode. So thank you for joining us today on this episode of A Day in the Life of the Modern Experience. We appreciate your time and you sticking with us through this conversation. We hope you found value in the content, and we look forward to you joining us for future episodes. If you did find content, the best thing you could do to show us that you see value in the content we're creating is always to subscribe, like, and share with your colleagues. We do want to keep this conversation going. So if you do have any follow-up questions, want to continue a deeper dive in any of the topics we talked about in today's episode, don't hesitate to reach out to us through our website, on our social media channels, or you can email me directly at jeremiahw@imaginet.com. Once again, we thank you for your time, and we look forward to joining you on future episodes on A Day in the Life of the Modern Experience.